This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone's coming up with a lot of breaking news. I will air large excerpts that really are not getting any coverage of this amazing Rich Higgins who got fired last week, breaking down how globalist Islam is the future world system they're bringing in. It's irrefutable. McMaster is an acolyte of it. It's a cult of these people. These are such double crossers. Napoleon joined Islam there at the end as well. Hitler basically merged with it. This has been done before, but now the demographics are very, very clear. So that's all coming up. You know, there's a sad story up on Infowars.com. It's a positive story, but also a sad story. Anti-gun activists face bankruptcy after filing frivolous lawsuit. Now, the good news is their fake lawsuits are getting shot down around the country. The sad thing is these people got tricked by Bloomberg to be part of the lawsuit themselves, and then they get hit with the court fees. Very sad to see Bloomberg manipulating people that have been hurt. You know, they lost some family in the Aurora shooting, and I didn't even know who they were when they confronted me on the street in San Antonio at a pro-gun rally I was having. The media tried to spin it that I was being mean to him. I mean, he hit his wife in front of me. It's on camera, hit her, and was threatening me and just totally out of control. And then later I found out who they were and tried to stay away, but they came into the event I was at a restaurant. And they were having another event, and they thought, like, I was there to harass them, and they just ran over and got in my face. It's all on video. But the anti-gun activists who once confronted Alex Jones are now facing bankruptcy after a judge dismissed their frivolous lawsuit against a gun store. Lonnie and Sandy Phillips, who faced off with Jones in 2013 Second Amendment rally in San Antonio, were ordered to pay $200,000 in legal fees to the Lucky Gunner store after a judge threw out their politically motivated lawsuits, which conflicted with federal law. So again, these Bloomberg push suits are bad news. The couple were encouraged by the Brady campaign to file the lawsuit against Lucky Gunner, which apparently sold ammunition to the Aurora shooter, James Holmes, who later killed Sandy's daughter, despite the fact that under federal law, business cannot be responsible for the criminal acts of third parties beyond their control if they follow the law. Lucky Gunner was no more responsible for the actions of James Holmes and Honda was for the actions of Abdul Razik Ali Artan when he attempted to use his Civic to kill pedestrians at Ohio State University. This is what the court wrote. The example I always use. It's just, as is no more deserves punishment, reported the National Review, citing a 2005 Protection of Law, Commerce, and Arms Act. There are already consumer protections that make gun manufacturers liable in rare cases when their products malfunction. Naturally, they do not apply to misuse. The judge simply followed the law by dismissing the lawsuit, and now the Phillips must reimburse the gun store for having to defend against a suit which never should have been filed. But again, they run all this stuff like they're invincible, and we're going to sue you, and we're going to get you. That's what I've learned now with frivolous lawsuits that have been filed on us. Some of the lawyers involved shot their mouths off in D.C. at some dinners. And later we called and said, you know, we now know you file a suit that's frivolous. You just want the suit in the news. Then behind the scenes, they want to settle. I won't settle. Then they pay me, but it's kept quiet. This is how it works. They pay me a juicy sum to then settle secretly with them. I'm not going to say any names. But boy, that's how this works. And then I'm like, okay, so now, next time, I mean, these suits are like out of Cracker Jack boxes, folks. I mean, they are just, the lawyers look at it and go, this is absolutely 100%. This is going to, they're going to lose. You're going to have to pay attorney's fees. They're like, we're certain of it. Unless maybe you have the Ninth Circuit on appeal. But then the Supreme Court will overrule it. But they go, that's one chance out of whatever. And then they even try to get us in the Ninth Circuit. It is just unbelievable. But next time, I now realize I have to, like, show the bandits I'm going to fight back, counter-sue everything so they don't get the PR, to then run stories that I'm being sued, I'm fake news. So, whoever's next up with their lawsuits, step on up for a big giant litigation with me, PIs, and everything else. Step right up. Step right up.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I tend to start gibbering 100 miles an hour with all this news and not really just pull back and look at the massive import of what we're facing. Our country had been hijacked by foreign multinational corporations. They are openly trying to atomize culture where people are leaderless, dumbed down, and easily controlled. They're so arrogant they write countless public policy reports and white papers admitting they're criminal. It's in the WikiLeaks how they want to make us poor, control our lives, dumb us down. They are engaged in just so much bizarre garbage that it makes your head spin. And we're just living in such an amazing time in human culture that I don't even know what to say anymore. And it's just information overload, where I've just got stack after stack after stack of the most incredible stories that all just detail the lawless, lying, criminal behavior of these people and the fact that they've converted so much of the culture and so much of the society over into this system. But what you got to know is the globalists are predatory. The globalists know full well what they're doing, and they have a cold-blooded plan. And they think those of us that aren't sociopaths or aren't psychopaths, like there's something wrong with us because we don't see that we should dumb people down and we should be predatory and we should control populations. They think there's something wrong with us that we don't join them. But every time the sociopaths get in control, societies end up collapsing and degenerating. Now, Roger Stone's coming up in a little while, but first, because I mentioned this, I wanted to play some clips of Rich Higgins describing what's happening inside D.C. and the struggle in political warfare in America. Then we're going to play his description of PC culture inside Washington, which is total social control, so you can't fight back against the groups taking over. Rich Higgins talks about the true repercussions of the terror attacks. He talks about so much more. So these are some key clips. I want to play the first one. Rich Higgins, formerly of the Pentagon, high-level national security advisor to the president, fired for penning a memo about globalism, allied with radical Islam, and using the terror attacks as a way to get us to politically submit to Islam, and then to direct wars against radical Islam's foes, secular countries like Syria, like Iraq, and of course, like Libya and Egypt, and then putting things 100 times worse in. This is the plan. Then turn that Islamic force against Europe, bring it in, and then have Europe get rid of free speech in the name of submitting, you know, to Islam so they stop killing us. Because you can say, you know, the terror attack, still statistically, more people drown, more people are shot. Why? Well, okay, a lot of Muslims are killing us. What's the big deal? The violent response is the cover for the political operations that are going on. And he points that out, not letting you have pork in schools. We can argue, well, pork's not healthy, so what? It's not that. It's that they call the shots. Who made them God? Okay, no pork in the school lunches in Australia and Europe and areas here. Okay, now you can't build synagogues because the Muslims are protesting it. Since when did you get in that position in Europe and in Australia and other areas? It's like they're the protected special group. That's why this is so important. So here's the first clip of Rich Higgins. There's only one interview with this guy from Daily Caller. We're playing parts of it with credit here, obviously. We're going to get him on the next few weeks as soon as he's done with his wedding he's having. But let's go ahead and go to Rich Higgins. Here it is.
The day of the Orlando attacks at the Pulse nightclub, my sister-in-law, who's from Florida originally, called me up. She had friends who had hung out there in years previously. And for the second time, she now lives in Boston. For the second time, she had been touched by terrorism directly, where the Boston Marathon bombing, you know, she had been proximate to it at the time the bombing took place. She wasn't actually affected by it, but you know, it was just close to home. And then for her to see the second thing, she called me up and she asked me, Rich, are you doing everything you can do? Do people really understand this? And I guess with a little bit of self-reflection and introspection, I recognize that, you know, I do have a unique vantage point from the positions I've occupied in the past and my skill baseline to go forward and hopefully provide for the public and really our policymakers and our politicians an alternative approach.
So why are you coming forward now to talk about this, and why do you care?
2016, from the enemy strategic vantage point, is a pivot year. What we've seen in San Bernardino and Orlando, and just this morning, the statistics, in 2016, 1,200 people have been killed outside of Iraq and Syria by operations ISIS is conducting. We're going to continue to see the growth in their kinetic attacks. And I think our fixation on the kinetic attacks draws us away from the strategic perspective we actually have to this, understanding there's a political apparatus behind what's actually transpiring in the world. Because of the death, because of the carnage, because of the media coverage associated with it, therewith, it draws us to fixate on particular points that may or may not lead us to the correct strategic conclusions. And I think it's really important to come forward with folks who understand political warfare, who understand the impetus behind these attacks, the ideological drivers, the political drivers, the social drivers, to aptly formulate policy solutions and strategy solutions. Where we've lost this war is where we've failed to actually develop a strategy. And I think 15 years into the war, with the political space created by the election, it's time to at least have the discussion, to take that operational pause and relook at what we're doing, because what we have been doing is just not working. Political warfare is nonviolent and violent actions operating in synthesis. So the terror attack is done for the purpose of making you afraid. And when you are afraid, you are controlled. You can be controlled. You're willing to give away your own freedoms. You're willing to give away your own rights. And so political warfare has to be understood. And the goal of the attack in Orlando was not the death of those Americans or the wounding of those Americans. The goal of the attack on Orlando is to put fear into Americans so that you would be willing to give up some of your rights, so that you might be able to expect, you know, to accept limits on free speech, so that you might be willing to limit guns. Again, it's not by accident that those things are targeted. The left, again, enabling, I see the left is almost enabling the enemy in these situations, but they had the secondary purpose there of, you know, the political protection. Not everything in the war on terrorism is kinetic. We fixate, we Westerners, I think it has something to do with our affinity for guns and Westerns, and you know, we appreciate that culturally. So when we think about the enemy in the war on terrorism, we think about the guy carrying the AK-47, or we thinking about the guy carrying the suicide bomber vest. We don't think about the subversive who is working at a school that is revising texts or curriculum informing future U.S. government leaders. And it's getting people to understand this threat at the ideological and political level that has been the greatest challenge, I believe, in the war.
And see, the Pentagon now understands what the globalists are doing. They bring in radical Muslims, they let them attack, then the police state comes in and takes the general public's rights, but accelerates bringing more Muslims in and says, we have to change so they don't attack us anymore. And that's the 1-2 punch, and that's what the EU has officially done, betraying Europe. Advertising open borders, advertising free welfare, giving preferential treatment to the illegal migrants. And then creating this sad story about, oh, they're mainly children, when 80%+ are military-age men. There's powerful video of North Africans pouring into Europe. You don't see any women, any children. It's wild footage on InfoWars.com right now. It's over-the-top footage. Now, joining us is Roger Stone with breaking news on the isolation of the president, the open push for coup d'etat, the launch of his own, you know, media system called Real News that has the media freaking out. Roger Stone.
Alex, great to be with you. You know, I'm still trying to digest everything we talked about last week, but I am convinced that the three generals who now are in the top circle around the president are seeking to isolate him totally. It's a kind of a death march to walk him towards the ultimate execution by Robert Mueller. The president probably relieved that the chaos that existed under Reince Priebus of the Oval Office being an open door, kind of like the Marx Brothers stateroom scene. I can understand why the president would be relieved, but now we are at a juncture where they seek to cut off old friends, political allies, friends from business, friends from the world of finance, friends from the president's past, and people that he talks to. They are really seeking to tighten the cordon. And
by the way, after you reported this last Friday, Kelly was in the news that evening saying, I control everyone that gets to see him, even his family. Let's discuss what this isolation means straight ahead, because if they bring Trump down, folks, they're going after everybody. Understand, they know we're winning culturally. They want to bring in authoritarianism. Let's talk about how we stop them straight ahead.
I ordered some Andro 400. I'm losing weight, too, around the belly, really quickly. Some of the pants that didn't fit me, now they're falling off my hips. There's been a noticeable increase in energy. Then this stuff works. It does work.
That's what Bill said after taking Andro 400 for a month. Now listen to what Richard says about Andro 400.
I did a lot of research on it before I ordered it because I've tried other products in the past and they haven't worked. But this, I could not believe the difference literally within a month. Since I started taking it, I have lost 37 pounds. It was belly fat. I could get weight off, but I could never get the tummy off. Now the tummy's coming off and I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got big breaking news. I know last week the DOJ said they were looking at releasing emails that they had said did not previously exist under Loretta Lynch's tenure. Remember, she said there's no emails between me and the Clintons, no discussions of anything. I've never talked to the Clintons on email. Never talked to the State Department when Hillary was there. Oh, DOJ releases 400-plus pages of Lynch-Clinton meeting emails, and reportedly that's just the headers. That's just an index of the emails. So we're talking thousands of pages. This is the smoking gun, but they don't. Smoking guns come out every day. Total lying, total criminality, totally insane. That's why they're so desperate to get Trump, because they know everything they said he's done, they've done, and you've got Mueller with this giant dragnet. I'm ranting. This is just huge. Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, I really think the focus now has to be on the generals. General McMaster has conducted a purge of Trump loyalists inside the NSA. He has put in charge as the number two a woman named Allison Nielsen, whose job at Homeland Security, where she was number two, was to ensure that no one who supported Donald Trump or his immigration policies were hired. He has put into effect this arrangement with the other generals where I am told they have an unwritten agreement that no military order will be honored unless all three of them sign up, the usurpation of entire civilian authority. I don't believe that the statement that the president put out has been seen correctly and in the right light. I immediately began to question whether the president had in fact seen the statement, given that he was in New Jersey and that was issued from New York. I now know the president was misled into approving a statement. He was simply told that some have attacked McMaster's for being anti-Israel. And as you know, Mr. President, he loves Israel, without mentioning that Mr. McMaster's recently said that Susan Rice had done nothing whatsoever wrong in her unmasking of sensitive surveillance material for political purposes. That's political espionage, and extending her national security clearance. These were two facts that my sources tell me the president was not aware of when he issued his hearty support for Mr. McMaster. So this is disconcerting. I say let Trump be Trump. I say that the idea that he is incontinent or needs a handle is ridiculous, but sources tell me that the president was not happy with stories he read that that said that General Kelly was seeking to get control of the president's Twitter feed. The president's Twitter feed is his province, isn't being written by some punk staffer or some military guy. This is Donald Trump's lifeline to the American people. And the general, I think, may have made a mistake in his efforts to attempt to close it.
That is powerful information, because he was in the news being quoted talking about Trump like he was some, mentally retarded kid that you have to keep in the basement. Very, very, very sickening, arrogant statements. And I wasn't sure Kelly said it. I mean, CNN lies so much that either Kelly said that or he didn't say it. But regardless, implying that the president was being isolated for his own good and saying that he was no longer going to be on his Twitter alone, but would run it past Kelly. Again, I mean, these people are arrogant, just like McMaster would run around and say, we're going to topple Assad a day after Trump said that we weren't going to topple Assad. And then he had to walk that back later. These people are like whack-a-mole. They keep popping up like bad kids, just to see if they can score points with the mainstream media. Who wants to score points with this dying dinosaur edifice?
Well, and let's face it, when Congressman Adam Bull Schiff comes forward to heartily endorse the leadership of General McMaster, I think that tells us all we need to know. The globalists stick together. McMaster is allied with the other two generals for this is 7 days in May. This is an effort to lull the president to sleep, cut him off from his most loyal supporters, withhold the truth from him about his government, try to deter him from doing any damage before they can take him out. Take him out, in this case, defined as walking him slowly to the gallows that are being constructed by Robert Mueller.
I think where 7 days in May was a Hollywood piece, basically the same year as Dr. Strangelove came out, dealing with the same type of out-of-control rogue generals and deep state starting a nuclear war. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more with Roger Stone on Alex Jones.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Rallying patriots worldwide.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Now, I don't watch a great deal of Fox. When I'm on the elliptical in the morning, usually 30 minutes, I'll watch a little bit of that. Then I'll listen to music when I'm lifting weights for another 30, 45 minutes. And then we have monitors on, basically, in 5 different areas of the office that have CNN, MSNBC, C-SPAN, Fox, and we kind of monitor it. But every time I turn Fox on, if it's not Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson, they are just backhanded attacking the president. Oh, he's lazy. He didn't get anything done. Oh, but it doesn't matter. He just says, you know, he hates the media. He's a one-trick pony. Ha, ha, ha. It's bad. And you can see the people do not like what they're saying. They do not like the talking points they've been given because it's suiciding the ratings. Now, we first reported back in July they were going to get rid of Roger Ailes and Akub. The brothers were, because they want to sell Sky News for $40-something million. And in the UK, they won't allow that sale to go through if it's involved in hate anywhere else in the world. And a bunch of other stuff. But they've gotten on board. They think they're going to beat Trump. They think they're going to beat the nationalism. They think they're going to beat Make America Great Again. They think they're going to get their carbon tax and their open borders because they're committed to it. And they're classically in ivory towers in their own world. You read Ministry of Defense, Pentagon analysis, others. They say populism's going to take over. Renaissance is going to explode back. But then there's going to be big wars because of AI, overpopulation. There is overpopulation in many areas of the world because we've not allowed clean industry to come in. Currently, we're overpopulated in the many areas. And it's just going to be an absolute bloodbath. So we're going to defeat modern globalism and the plan of David Rockefeller and the UN and their family and this, you know, this corporate idea to loot everybody. But we're still left with a bunch of problems. It's not like we're offering some utopia. And so Roger Stone is our guest. He brought a clip to my attention of this pundit on Fox News saying, oh, well, Kelly's real measure will be, can he stop Alex Jones's information from getting the president? Because, see, they've gone from, look, the president's crazy. He gets Alex Jones's info to trying to ignore that and just hope it goes away. Well, let me explain something. The only reason the president's listened to me on occasion is common sense. Before he was president, they just stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders, even though he won all those states. They're going to steal it from you. And there's some memos that have been put out by the Democrats for talking about wanting to federalize elections to stop the Republicans from ever, becoming the dominant party. And then you give people the info. The Democrats are talking about it. Obviously, Trump listened, went and checked the numbers of 3.5 whatever million illegals voting in the last election. He brought all that out. It's all been proven correct. So that's what they can't stand, is the fact that I communicate with the president through you, communicating with him on Twitter, through you at the rallies, through people close to the president, and I'll just leave it that way. They can't stand it, and they want Hannity off just because, more than anybody, 1 hour a night, if he's not giving a speech or whatever, he has him DVR it. When he gets back at midnight, he gets out the popcorn and turns on Sean Hannity. Major bromance going on forever. So, Hannity's talking about all the coup and murder the president info, and because the globalists are saying it. So they want to prepare their coup, talk about 25th Amendment, talk about killing him, talk about blowing up the White House, and then not have us talk about it on forums that get to the president so they can organize all their people and normalize it, but then separately, they don't want us warning the president. Oh, hey, five times this week, Clapper says he wants you to be overthrown. Oh, look, on and on and on. Oh, Al Gore just bragged on the Late Late Show that you're about to be overthrown. So that's why they had the Washington Post a month ago saying Hannity has now got into Alex Jones territory. Look, he's crazy. He claims there's a plan for COG to overthrow. He got it from Alex. And then they don't show that it was in Atlantic Monthly. So he didn't get it from me. This is going on. Lou Dobbs, Rush Limbaugh, all of us. Yes, it's true. Have Alex Jones and Roger Stone and all of us trailblazed this? Yes. Don't you think we're a little tired of being the trailblazers? You know how dangerous this is. They already tried to kill Roger twice. I'm not going to get into the stuff going on behind the scenes here, but let me just tell you something. If I wasn't somebody, I'm not into abuse, but if somebody's going to do it, I can flip a switch and like it. You understand? I get my energy off them trying to destroy me. You understand? I'm committed. In fact, I love it. You understand? I flip the switch. So they need to understand that I love all of it. I absolutely enjoy it. I'm not just putting a good face on it. I love it. Whatever you do. Because you're going to be defeated. And we're winning the culture war. And now you can't carry out your little assassination or whatever. Or hit him with some drugs and claim he had a collapse, a mental issue. Put him on PCP. Whatever it is you're planning. Don't think we don't know. And don't think you're ever going to get away with it, McMaster and Brennan and all you dirty collaborator Benedict Arnold that sold us out to radical Islam. Don't ever. I'm sorry, Roger, I'm ranting, but you brought up this clip. I hadn't seen it. I watched it during the break, and it made me get angry again. But it shows how weak they are. If they're afraid of us and are fighting around the clock desperately to keep our information from getting to the president, it shows what weak crap they are. Not how strong we are, but how weak they are.
Well, Alex, I think it's a two-pronged strategy. One is to try to cut off all access to the president so that he doesn't watch InfoWars, doesn't read Breitbart, doesn't see the Daily Caller, isn't watching Town Hall and a dozen of others sites that he did avidly follow during the campaign. So he's on a steady diet of Fox and CNN and the three networks. Fox is probably where he gets most of his information. And if he's watching Judge Jeanine or Sean Hannity or Judge Napolitano or Tucker Carlson, or Steve Ducey, he's getting it straight. Otherwise, you're right, the complexion of Fox is changing quickly. By limiting the print media that he sees and swiftly curtailing his television viewing so that it does not include alternative media, it's much easier to control his perception of things. As I've said 100 times on this program, when Donald Trump has all the information, he almost invariably makes the right decision.
I think you said it 200 times. And let me add this. You've been saying this for months. Kelly and others have tipped their hat, their hand. They're on TV saying we're getting him totally isolated. Now, some people say, well, that's the leaks, so they can find who the leakers are. Maybe Kelly's good. Maybe he is. All I know is McMaster's bad. Mattis, I don't know what's going on. And we're going to see if the leaks stop. That shows Kelly's good. But maybe the media is misquoting Kelly. Regardless, all I'm saying is that it's true he was being spied on. It's true they're trying to overthrow him, and he needs to know this. Sorry, go ahead.
Now, Alex, let's be absolutely clear. When they talk about finding the leakers and closing the leaks, this is folly. No president has ever been able to do that. They will run cursory investigations. They're going to find that the people in government who leak are strategic enough not to use their own cell phones or emails. They're not going to leave traces in some cases, are crimes in which they could be prosecuted. Then what will happen is the government will start using surveillance and eavesdropping to try to catch the leakers before they leak.
And it'll be that surveillance that deep state actually uses to stir up stuff and twist things to burn POTUS.
Well, or even worse, it is precisely what ended up bringing President Nixon down. It will now be used to use Trump down. Oh, my God, Trump was surveilling his own staff. In all honesty, the fact that we even need to put members of the White House staff under surveillance tells you that they have had poor hiring practices. This should be the ultimate team of Trump loyalists. Instead,
but as you said, day one, they put in sheep-dipped globalist Soros operatives at all the gatekeeping points to put in the fifth column.
It's very sad. I mean, the president is like a captive in a tower. His instinct is good. His heart is pure. And when he gives orders on the economy and they're carried out, we see the results. He's being told things selectively so they can, in my opinion, lull him to sleep about the danger of Mueller and what he has in store, and to try to mute his corporate tax cut back to something meaningless, to stall as long as they can on the wall, and otherwise just run the clock out, hoping that the Democrats take the House in 2018, and then anything Mueller dishes up can be used as a phony excuse for impeachment.
Roger, my life is so exciting. It's so incredible. People think being politically aware is like work. It's addicting. We're like in a super spy novel that's real. The evil, corrupt deep state is as nasty as anyone could imagine, against God, against Christ, against Western civilization, and is literally run by a bunch of devil-worshipping child molesters, and we're kicking their butt. Our audience is kicking their butt. They're trying to shut us down. We have this beachhead, but it's like watching your favorite football team at the Super Bowl in sudden death overtime, and the kicker is about to kick the field goal from 47 yards. You know, he only makes this 10% of the time, and it's a winless day, so he's got a shot, but it doesn't just go for 10 seconds. It goes on day after day, week after week, of just sudden death overtime. They get the advantage. We get the advantage. I get chills just constantly now of how epic this is and how they admit they're trying to isolate him in the news. And everything you've told me is just dead on in my other sources. And to see Trump just with hyenas biting him everywhere, and it's just, it's epic. And then to see the cowards around him, you know, giving into the fear and, you know, or people get all hyped up for battle and go too crazy, which I understand. that happens to me. I mean, this is just such a historic time, such an amazing time. And the American people have to understand, this is real. Trump isn't perfect, but he really is the real guy, what they always said. He's really trying to do this, and they're coming after him and don't want us to warn him that they are organizing an overthrow. And as you said, Mueller accelerating this grand jury right out of the swamp, right out of the loins of the D.C. swamp. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Well, and sadly, I must tell you, I am most disappointed in Steve Bannon, who I have defended on this very program, and whose worldview I probably more closely adhere to than that of the globalists. There have been many occasions in which Steve has not stepped up, but in this case, I think he has thrown his lot in with the generals. It was he was the guy who recommended Kelly for Homeland Security, got him inside the fort. He helped undermine Trump loyalist Anthony Scaramucci. We know that he called Drudge last week and asked him not to post the stories regarding McMaster defending Susan Rice, saying she had done nothing wrong when she was engaged in illegal political espionage.
Wow, that's quite a claim. I didn't know about that. I'm not saying you're making this up. How do you, I mean, you were told that he called Drudge last week?
Yes, I have that on a very good authority. I think it is unfortunate because evidently Brother Bannon does not understand that the deep state will eat him last.
Well, let's explain this because the media spends that all McMaster between the Young Turks, CNN, the whole Soros thing, defending him like he's Jesus Christ, returned to earth in the second coming on a silver platter, the little baby McMaster, little golden creature, a president McMaster. And then you look at it and you pull back from it. It isn't just that, oh, it's normal to give a former national security advisor a clearance so you can talk to them. No, he's defending her, saying the illegal spying, saying the unmasking, saying spying on the president, candidate, his family, all of this illegal crap is okay. He's there literally, publicly massaging one of the great enemies.
I can tell you definitively right now, Alex, the president has not been told that the U.N. Ambassador Samantha Powers unmasked dozens of people, according to my sources, although he may have been told that this afternoon. It's a perfect example of the kind of information the president needs to have, and here is why. The finding of the FISA court at the end of Obama's term proves definitively and without dispute that the NSA under Barack Obama, working with the FBI, conducted unconstitutional, illegal surveillance of as many as 30,000 people for political reasons. And this information was later used in some of the unmasking that we speak of.
And Sean Hannity says if it comes out he was being surveilled, they've leaked the evidence that I and Michael Savage and others were, including Trump, including his private number, there at his resort. I mean, these are real numbers, folks. So Hannity threatens the lawsuit of Obama administration on mask him. Go ahead.
And it is absolutely true, Alex, that your phone calls with the president were monitored, or then candidate were monitored. My phone calls with him were monitored. I assume that our phone calls after he became president were monitored. There's no probable cause here. I received this week, I accepted service in the phony lawsuit where Obama is suing me, Obama and the Obamaites, with this fake claim yet again that I somehow colluded with the Russians. And it's a classic post hoc ergo propter hoc case. In other words, because you knew things, that meant you made them happen or that you did them. It's a total fallacy. It's like a compendium of incorrect reports that have been reported into the fake news, pasted up to look like a legal complaint. They have less than nothing.
It's a vomit jerk. They all vomit into each other's mouth, and then just it goes in circles into perpetuity. Let's play that clip, so I forgot to play it, from Fox this weekend, talking about Kelly needs to isolate the president from you-know-who.
Master has, I believe, 3 stars on his shoulder, but his military bearing hasn't protected him from a campaign of vicious leaks coming from people within the White House who regard him as sort of a sellout on foreign policy. Kelly has to get, he's got his hands on that problem right now. And I think a lot of people inside the staff are looking to see if he can really get control of it. Because if he can, well, then I think he'll have established his authority and people will do what he says. But if somehow people find ways to work around even John Kelly, if the back channeling directly to the president and sending him memos that, you know, reflect the latest Alex Jones conspiracy theory continues, then I think Kelly still has a problem on his hands.
You know, and so
I love it. Oh, conspiracy theories, like everything you're doing. Oh, Mr. President, here's 5 articles where they're saying they're going to kill you. Oh, yes, sir. Here's articles where they're going to federalize the election and steal it from you. Trump comes out and says, don't federalize it. And then Obama runs out and says, that's made up by Jones. Turns out he had the executive order ready and still signed it. But after. See, they're pissed because we're exposing them. And so the litmus test is stop Alex Jones info. Well, if it's just a bunch of bull, what's the problem, Roger?
Alex, this is funny. I wonder who they could possibly have been speaking about when they talked about memos containing Alex Jones conspiracy theories. You know, look, all hell will break loose the first time Donald Trump finds out something that he should have been told and wasn't, and it has a negative ramification. I've known him 40 years. He's a midnight dialer, better than Lyndon Johnson.
And let's say this, as they try to keep him for more information, what's that make him do?
I think it'll make him seek some information. Don't get me wrong, in the short term, I think he's going to enjoy the, you know, additional time that he has on his hands, which is something that that Ryan's previous never budgeted into the schedule. This story in Newsweek that he is not a hard worker, that he sits all day in a Barca lounger eating Cheetos and watching television is a lie. He's one of the hardest
working. Wait a minute. Newsweek lies? Come on. I think they ever even told the truth. They are news fake or fake week. Thank you, Roger. We got key stuff coming up.
We believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumaLifeUSA.com. That's HumaLifeUSA.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming up in the fourth hour, Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting. I'm going to stay a little bit into that hour. So I'm going to play a 7 Days in May trailer piece that Kennedy wanted the film made from the novel. Of course, he never lived to see the film made about deep state planning a coup against him. But a lot of folks are calling this 7 Days in May. And again, a lot of people want to act like they're against Trump because that's the trendy thing to do with some people. And like they're kind of in the cool club. You're in the biggest ding-dong, schmuck, useful idiot, moron, sucker club in the galaxy. There's no hedging your bets with political cancer. And that's what orthodox radical globalism is 110%. And again, I don't want to sit here and bash the Muslims all day, but they've been chosen as the big demographic group, as the group that won't comply with liberalism. And so the globalists are going to use it as the tool to smash everything. And they're doing it, and they mean business. Please don't forget, we're extending the sales on the amazing in-home or in-office air filtration system. Each unit does a large room. I've got these all over my house. I had similar units that were almost $1,000, and then when these came out, I looked at the specs, similar system, you know, for $250 or so, I filled up my house with them now, and they've got a quiet mode that you can't even really hear them on. It's amazing. So I even run some here in the studio. I'm going to have them added back. Somebody cleaned the studio and took them out of here, but the point is I'm going to add the Alexa Pures back into the studio, and they're just amazing. Comparable units are $400 to $600 now. The price of this technology has gone down. But ours is still the best deal at $219. It's $149 right now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But we're going to end that special this week. I'm extending it for another week. BrainForce Plus is 55% off our amazing nootropic. That's Brain Pill. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. Find out why the iodine conspiracy is so important. Secret 12. 55% off. Oil of oregano, it's $17.76 as well. But that's only 29% off on that. Oil of oregano is 40% off. 55% off on Secret 12. Survival Shield 55. Rainforest 55. And we have the John Oliver Challenge. Anybody can research the health effects and the good things about bone broth. This is concentrated with turmeric, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and so much more. All organic. We now have it in strawberry flavor as well. I think it tastes great with milk. Or whipped up with whey. We also have a great whey, a true whey from one of the top developers of organic grass-fed in the country. Heavily discounted, so check that out. And when you shop with the good guys for things you and your family need, then you fund an operation that has the globalists completely freaking out, that is an emergency intelligence beacon to the president and the world about the global crime syndicate's operations. They can't believe that we won't just join them. They can't believe that we just don't go, oh, you're the power. Let me sell out immediately. They came to me and offered me $1 million almost 20 years ago and couldn't believe when I didn't take it. Then it was $3 million. Then it was $10 million. And they said, or it was like major executives. This is all off record, of course. I can't give the names, but it was like, we'll give you $10 million. And they're like, we don't get paid that. And they were getting really mad. I just said, not going to happen, bro. You're not going to control me. I'm going to say what I want. And now, look where we are thanks to you. And we're hiring more people and more crew and launching more shows this month. In just a few weeks, we launched David Knight's program, Real News with David Knight. By the way, I announced that weeks ago. Trump's news show is called Real News. And because that's just what it is. I mean, it's not that we're plagiarizing each other. It's just we're synced up. Vulcan mind meld. Live long and prosper. Defeat the pedophile networks. Crush the globalist. Return the republic. Return the Republic. Return what you have stolen. You are in great danger, globalist. Ha ha. Yes, we have the political will, the Excalibur of information warfare, and we're going in. We're in now. We're going through, and we're going beyond. Whether we escape on the other side or whether we're smashing stardust and through the fulcrum, we're going beyond. Fourth hour, key information straight ahead. Have you spread the link today? Infowars.com, a lot of big breaking news I haven't even gotten to yet on Infowars.com. This is the InfoWar.
Live.com today.